and our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, joins us now in the studio to tell us about Segway meals. Kathy, you're not talking about meals that you eat while you're riding a Segway.
Oh, sure, I am. Yeah. No, you can only eat these on a Segway. No, the real question is, are we segwaying from winter to spring or spring to summer?
In some parts, we're just going winter to summer.
Exactly. Right. Spring, you know, in New England comes a little bit slower, but in all parts of the country, it's full on spring. These are meals where the days are warm and glorious. It has been such a beautiful spring. But the nighttime are still a bit chilly. And so you're craving food that's healthy because we're entering summertime. Maybe you're thinking about a bathing suit. Maybe not. I'm sorry if you are. But the real issue is, how do you sort of get that food that you want that's comforting for the nighttime, but keep it healthy? So I have three ideas.
Well, you've got this soup to start, and we think soup winter, but this one, you've done a signature thing right away. There's asparagus in it.
There are. So this is kind of a very light spring soup. I took a chicken broth. Mm-hmm. You could use vegetable broth. There's some wonderful white miso in there. A ton of ginger. Mm. Kind of that really bright flavor that I do associate with spring. And then there's some cilantro, and there is asparagus. Udon noodles. It's kind of a spring take on ramen.
And these crispy peas, too.
Yeah, so I threw raw English peas in, and the heat of the broth cooks them just slightly. And then I sauteed some springtime baby bok choy in a little sesame oil, and that is what's on top of the soup. Few different elements, about 20 minutes to make, and really satisfying.
Okay, this, as we continue our segment, which is just a poor excuse for Jeremy and I to eat.
As if you haven't started.
It's like we're in the zoo in the cage, and Kathy brings us these things. But now we have this salad over here. Well, it looks to me like a huge entree.
It does, because you have a very, very large portion. But salad is the most obvious thing that comes to mind this time of year when you start to think about wanting to eat lighter and fresher. However, it doesn't have to just be a pile of greens. I took some local salmon and local asparagus and roasted them together in the same pan in a very hot oven with a little bit of dill and chives. And then I just took them straight out of the oven while they were hot.
Wait. You could do asparagus and salmon the same amount of time?
Indeed. In this case, it works out perfectly. It was about 12 minutes. Now, if you had a super thick fillet of salmon, it would take longer. Or if you had huge asparagus. But right now, the asparagus are coming out of the ground, and they are wonderful. And I put them on raw spinach. This is spinach that has wintered over, so it's very sweet. And again, the heat of the salmon and the asparagus just wilts the spinach, and a little bit of cooked potatoes that I had left over. You could cook them, use leftovers, or ignore them with a lemon chive dressing.
And by the way, listeners can see all of the pictures of this food that we're eating and the recipes at our website, hereandnow.org. Kathy, there's also a pizza here that looks very interesting.
I mean, we have room.
I just don't want you to go hungry. pizza is great year-round food. But this time of year, it can be very quick and simple, particularly if you use dough from the supermarket or a local pizza store. Again, really hot oven. I had it cranked to 510 degrees. I was sure the alarm would go off. And I sauteed portobellos, shiitakes, oyster mushrooms with a bit of garlic and fresh thyme. Threw that on the dough. Then there's fresh mozzarella. Jeremy, on yours, there's prosciutto di Parma, the really wonderful Italian ham, and there's some Parmesan cheese. And then to give it that light spring main course feel, there are cherry tomatoes raw on top with fresh arugula. So a little bit of peppery green, fresh bite. Really wonderful combination.
It's the second time you've mentioned throwing raw ingredients in with the peas and the tomatoes.
It's true.
That does make it a little bit lighter.
We have a sub-theme.
That's the spring.
It is.
Or maybe it's the summer.
No, but it's also, we always forget about texture. Mm-hmm. So with something like this, the udon noodles in this gingery miso broth, it's all very soft. So the peas add a crunch, which makes it feel really refreshing.
And that green, that's so spring. I just want to say the asparagus, did you know the best asparagus in the world is considered to be from Hadley, Massachusetts because of the soil? You know that.
Absolutely.
And it grows straight up. Jeremy, it's the most amazing thing. If you ever get to see it, the asparagus, when you say comes out of the ground, it grows straight up like an asparagus stalk and you snap it off.
Yeah, we have a few in our garden and it amazes me every year.
Okay. Look, we just got a few seconds here. Any, you know, they say no white shoes until after Memorial Day. Are there foods?
Do they?
Well, they say that in John Waters movies.
I never wear white shoes, but I have been known to wear white pants.
Well, is there food you would say, don't eat till we get to summer?
No, but you want to keep it local. I don't eat strawberries in February. I'm not going to start eating blueberries.
California.
Well, exactly. I always say it, and I'm like a broken record, but keep it local, keep it seasonal.
Okay. Now you're going to make me feel bad because I've been eating a lot of blueberries.
You should feel
and they're delicious.
No, they're good for you. But
they're not from here.
They'll be better in a month.
All right. Well, again, we've got all these recipes and photos up at our website, hereandnow.org. Kathy Gunst, our resident chef. Delicious as always. Thanks as always.
Great to see you.